Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. Whose word are you following? Are you going the right way? Did you know that God has spoken to you? In the beginning, God created man. The first man was Adam. In the beginning, God spoke directly to man. God spoke directly to Noah. Abraham lived about 4,000 years ago. God spoke directly to Abraham. This history is recorded in the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. Then about 3,400 years ago, God gave his law to the people of Israel through the prophet Moses. After that, God spoke through his prophets to Israel. You can read the word of God that the prophets recorded in the Bible. God promised that another prophet, like Moses, at a later time, would give the word of God. That's recorded in the fifth book of the Bible, Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verses 15 through 18. This prophet is Messiah. God promised that there would be a new covenant, a new testament. This promise of a new covenant was recorded in Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Then in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, the word of God foretold that the new covenant would come through Messiah. Yes, God kept his promises. He sent Messiah, his son. A new covenant has been given. God speaks to us now through the prophet like Moses that God promised in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 18. Jesus, the Messiah. The new covenant has been given through Messiah, just as promised through the prophet Daniel, chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. How has God spoken to us today? How does God speak to you? Let us read together now the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers, in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. How has God spoken to us today? God has spoken to us through his Son, Jesus the Messiah. God speaks to you now through his Son, Jesus the Messiah. One time Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him up on a high mountain. Jesus was transfigured and spoke with Moses and Elijah. This is recorded in Matthew chapter 17. Let us read now verse 5. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. You need to listen to Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. God has told us to listen to him. God speaks to you through Jesus. Are you willing to listen? Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 48, "He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day." John chapter 12, verse 48. You will be judged by the word of Jesus the Messiah when you stand before Jesus on the day of judgment. You need to listen to Jesus and his covenant, the new covenant, the New Testament. Jesus is the prophet of God that God told Moses would come. Jesus is the Messiah that Daniel was told would come before the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans in AD 70. Jesus has made a covenant with us just as Daniel was told and recorded in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. God also told Jeremiah that there would be a new covenant, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Yes, the new covenant has come through Jesus, Messiah. Listen to John chapter 1, verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus, Messiah. John 1, 17. Truth came through Jesus, Messiah. We need to seek the truth. It is written in John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus therefore was saying to those Jews who had believed him, If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Yes, you need to abide in the word of Messiah. The truth will make you free. What is the truth? When Jesus prayed to God, he said, Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. The word of God is truth. The word of God has come through Jesus, Messiah. In John 16, verse 13, Jesus promised his apostles that they would be guided by the Holy Spirit into all the truth. Jesus said, But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come. John chapter 16, verse 13. The apostles were guided by the Holy Spirit into all the truth. They wrote down in the New Testament, the New Covenant, the Word of God, the truth. How much truth does that leave for other men to give us at later times? None whatsoever. We need to follow the New Covenant, the New Testament. This is all the truth. This is what you will be judged by. Notice also that Jesus promised the apostles that the Holy Spirit would also disclose to them what is to come. John chapter 16, verse 13. This is the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, that foretold what is to come. The apostles received then all the truth and the things to come, which gives us the whole New Testament. There is a warning at the end of the New Covenant, the New Testament. Let us read that warning. Listen to what Jesus said in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God shall add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city which are written in this book. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. Do you understand this? We must not add to or take away from the New Covenant, the New Testament. We must reject books written by false prophets, books that were written at later times. We must not follow the teachings and traditions of men. We need to read the New Testament, the New Covenant of Jesus the Messiah, and obey it. Surely you want to go to heaven, the holy city, the eternal Jerusalem? Then follow Jesus, his covenant, the New Testament. The Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, Whoever speaks, let him speak as it were the utterances of God. We need to speak and obey the Word of God, which for us today is the New Testament. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, not to exceed what is written. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. We need to restrict ourselves and hold ourselves to the New Covenant, the New Testament. Yes, we must not add to nor take away from the New Testament. We need to speak as the Word of God. We must not exceed that which is written. We need to know the truth and obey the truth, the New Testament. You cannot afford to follow false prophets. You cannot afford to follow the teachings, philosophies, theologies, and traditions of men. Jesus and his apostles forbid such. You can also understand that the New Testament, the New Covenant, is complete. It contains all the truth and the things to come. We are not to add to it, nor to take away from it. We must also reject what church councils, patriarchs, popes, and men have taught that is not in the New Testament. We must restrict ourselves to the New Testament, the Word of God. We need to obey Messiah, Jesus, the Son of God, if we want to live forever in the New Jerusalem in heaven. God said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. We will be judged by what is in the New Covenant, the New Testament. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." John chapter 14, verse 6. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. If you would like a free copy of this lesson, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time for Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say. Tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for